Absolutely. But I think it's taken a lot of hard work and a lot of education to let people understand how this bill is going to work and to really sell the public on the idea of offshore wind. But every year we saw in the polling more and more people in the public support offshore wind, and we see a lot more businesses supporting offshore wind. So I think the victory was coming. We just had to wait for the right time.
What's the biggest misconception people have about offshore wind?
Well, I think that people often see that there's a trade-off between the environment and economics. They think if it's pro-environment, it must hurt jobs, or if it's pro-jobs, it's going to hurt the environment. And people have seen this as a trade-off, and we actually believe offshore wind is going to bring jobs to Maryland and help protect the environment at the same time, but it takes a lot of time to educate people about that.
And I understand this is not going to become a reality before 2017, is that...
That's probably the earliest. It's going to take a long time to set up the right regulatory structure and a competitive bidding process so people can... we need to have a competitive bidding process in order to make sure that the general public is getting the best deal. So there is going to be a delay, but it's really in the public interest.